This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. I'm issuing a health warning today. This is very important after many years of research and reading and also working in the lab. I'm issuing a warning about excess, what I call artificial calcium, in milk drinks. So almond milk is one of the most popular ones, but there are other forms of milk alternatives now being sold in grocery stores, and most of them add calcium carbonate. Now, calcium carbonate, you could call it an artificial form. I mean, you could also call it natural because it's all over the planet, but it's not a food. So that's why I'm calling it artificial. It's not the more bioavailable forms of calcium that you would find in food. You could get a lot of calcium just by eating, you know, kale or spinach. Calcium is everywhere in the food supply. It's a very common element. And, you know, I run a lab, CWC Labs, and we have an ICP-MS mass spec instrument that conducts elemental analysis. Calcium is one of the elements that we scan for in some methods. It's not something that we do routinely for our other heavy metals methods. We're looking for things like lead, mercury, and so on. But in certain methods, you can scan for calcium and you can get calcium standards and so on. But here's the thing. I'm convinced at this point that people are getting too much supplemental calcium. Too much. I think if you eat wholesome foods, you are getting more calcium than you need, or plenty of it just from the food. You do not need a liquefied, you should call it more like a calcium liquid suspension, is what almond milk is, or many brands at the grocery store. You don't need to be drinking excess calcium, especially not in the form of calcium carbonate, which is the cheapest form possible. It's basically like grinding up rocks and then dumping rock powder into the almond milk. And you might wonder, why do these almond milk, or, you know, there's other flax milk and there's oat milk and all these different soy milk and things like that. Why do they add calcium carbonate to their products? Well, the answer is they're trying to compete with the calcium content of cow's milk, which naturally has some amount of calcium in it, and in different forms too, not just calcium carbonate. In fact, if you're going to supplement calcium, you should get it in a different form. You know, it's like seaweed calcium is far better form than just calcium carbonate or cheap calcium pills. It's my belief, based on the research, so these milk companies are trying to compete with cow's milk. They want to be able to claim a certain number of, you know, milligrams of calcium per serving, because that's what people look for on the labels, because people don't understand chemistry or nutrition for that matter. So people just want higher numbers. So these companies are dumping in large amounts of basically ground up rock powder into their drinks, and a lot of people are drinking that. And it's my belief that this causes calcification throughout the body, including calcification of your arteries, i.e. atherosclerosis or something very similar to that. There are cardiovascular problems that come from too much calcium. There are kidney and bladder problems that come from too much calcium. And there are also, believe it or not, bone disorders from taking in too much cheap calcium. In fact, there are studies that have been published in years past, and this is used to attack the vitamin industry, studies that show that calcium pills increase the risk of heart attacks by an astonishing number. Now, when that first came out many years ago, I think it's over 10 years old, I remember reading some of the reports on that and thinking, this is just something that's being used to attack the vitamin industry. But now that I've been working with elements and doing lab analysis, and now that I know more about nutrition, it actually makes sense to me. They were studying people who took calcium carbonate pills. And calcium carbonate can cause calcification of your arteries, which can lead to cardiovascular events, including heart attacks. So it makes a lot of sense. And I think that people are actually damaging their health by taking supplemental cheap calcium pills, the kind of calcium that you might get at the grocery store in a capsule or a pill form, or at a pharmacy or at a Walmart, you know, just cheap calcium. It's just calcium carbonate, basically, sometimes with binders and excipients and so on. It's usually a pretty large pill, and it usually claims to have 1,000 milligrams, i.e. a gram of calcium. You start taking this junk calcium, a gram a day, where is that going to go? You know, they try to say it's all going to end up in your bones. Turns out it doesn't. In fact, there are studies that show that if you take supplemental cheap calcium, you end up with osteoporosis problems. And you might think, well, that's crazy. That sounds counterintuitive. How can taking calcium lead to osteoporosis? Again, it's because it's the wrong form. And it turns out that calcium in the bones is a very complex biochemistry phenomenon. You have to have magnesium. You probably know that, but you may not know you also have to have vitamin D. And so vitamin D, if you're deficient in vitamin D, you're not going to be able to have sufficient calcium uptake during digestion, which means that the calcium can either go right through you, or in some cases, it can end up in the blood and end up getting lodged or deposited in arteries or, you know, your kidneys, for example, and that's how you end up with kidney stones. So kidney stones are calcification of the kidneys. Where does that calcium come from? There are a couple of cases, a couple of explanations for this. One is supplemental cheap calcium, such as calcium carbonate. So am I saying that if you drink almond milk with calcium carbonate in it, that it could give you kidney stones? Yes, I'm absolutely saying I believe that is the case. I think that if you drink that, you could have kidney stones. But another thing is drinking sodas. Those sodas are so highly acidic that it actually strips minerals out of your bones, and you're urinating out so many minerals that some of your urine, it actually sort of forms calcification in your kidneys as your kidneys are, in essence, extracting what will be urine from your blood. In other words, your kidneys are pulling a lot of calcium and water out of your blood and getting kidney stones in the process of that liquid becoming urine. So kidney stones have a cause. They're not random spontaneous events. They have a cause. And the cause, I believe, is excess calcium. So I think there are cardiovascular risks associated with it. And I also think that there's a risk of kidney stones from it. And there are probably other issues such as osteoporosis, especially in older women. In my opinion, and I encourage you to talk to your naturopath or your complementary medicine doctor. If you're an older woman, you know, just over the age of 50, let's say, you may want to strongly avoid taking supplemental calcium or drinking ground up calcium rocks in almond milk or things like that. And I've got some research underway right now. I'm going to share with you soon, in a couple of months, that there is another element that isn't magnesium, but another element that looks like it is far more important for building bone density in women. It's another element that's actually lighter than calcium, and it's on the table of elements, and it is, it's extraordinary in what it is able to accomplish, and it looks like this is far more important a supplement than calcium. But I'll bring you that research when the time is right. Try to have a slideshow presentation, something like that. Until then, if you've been feeling bone pain or aches, or I don't know, if you have a buildup of plaque in your arteries, you may want to look at your calcium intake. Are you supplementing cheap calcium? Are you drinking ground up calcium rocks? Are you getting too much calcium? And cut back on that. You know, obviously talk to your naturopath, talk to your physician, what have you, get, you know, customize this for your situation. But consider this and see if your condition improves. Because this drinking powdered rocks is not a good strategy for your health. And calcium carbonate is not a good form of calcium. Now there's, you know, again, there's seaweed calcium, which is a far more bioavailable, you could call it a more organic form from a molecular point of view. And it has, you know, there are other different forms of calcium. You know, calcium orotate, for example, that is totally different than just calcium carbonate. It's the carbonate form that that I'm talking about here. I think that that is bad for your health. So check it out. Stay informed. Read my website, naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and support my online store too, so we can keep bringing you this research. It's healthrangerstore.com. There we have laboratory validated and tested superfoods, nutritional supplements, products for your home like dishwash detergent, body soap for the shower, all without any synthetic chemicals, no artificial fragrances across our entire product line. We don't use those chemicals. Check the ingredients. You'll love it. It's very, very clean. HealthRangerStore.com. Thank you for your support. Before we get into the next segment, reminder that this is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. We have a fish oil alternative for those who don't want to take in fish-based products, many of which are heavily contaminated with mercury. We have a product called Ahi Flower. It's made from plants, and it's a fish oil-like supplement with many of the same essential fatty acids and the same beneficial effects on your body, but it's made from plants. It's lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology to make sure it doesn't contain E. coli or salmonella or anything like that. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. It's good for your health, and it's clean.